Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? Welcome back with me. Today, I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our program today. Today, we'll present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, as well as other interesting information and Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we will begin with the news. Stay tuned, the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Japanese ambassador calls MRT as the symbol of friendship between Japan and Indonesia. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister appreciates New Zealand Prime Minister. Swedish government to reconstruct Palu. Now the news in detail. Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia Masafumi Ishii said at the inauguration of MRT in Jakarta on Sunday, March 24, that MRT symbolizes the friendship between Japan and Indonesia. Ambassador Masafumi in Jakarta on Sunday said that MRT project is the only one of the cooperation established by Japan and Indonesia. There are more programs that both countries will implement. Japan has been Indonesia's main partner in investment and trade cooperation. Ambassador Masafumi believed that in the future, the transportation quality in Indonesia will be better than in Japan. As quoted by Antara, MRT officially opens for public starting Monday 25 of March from 5:30 to 22:30. Bora City government, Sweden, has expressed interest in establishing cooperation with Palu government, South Sulawesi, to reconstruct Palu, which was hit by tsunami and earthquake. It was remarked by Indonesian Ambassador to Sweden, Bagas Hapsoro, who held a meeting with Mayor of Palu Hidayat and Vice Mayor of Palu Sigit Purnomo on Saturday, March 23, as quoted by National Radio News Agency KBRN. Bagas Hapsoro said that the Swedish government has special attention on the development of Palu after the city was hit by earthquake and tsunami in September 2018. Ambassador Bagas Hapsoro conveyed the cooperation plan initiated by the Bora City government in Sweden. The cooperation will get financial support from Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency. The agency will provide funding worth 3.5 million Swedish krona or equivalent to 5.25 billion rupiah for the first stage of the reconstruction. Mayor of Palu Hidayat appreciated Bora's government and society for their willingness to reconstruct Palu. The reconstruction will be divided into three sectors, namely renewable energy, social welfare, and public democracy, as well as the development of public sectors post the tsunami. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Prime Minister appreciates the leadership quality of New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Minister Ratno viewed that Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern deserved to be the agent of peace due to her empathy, protection, and high solidarity for humanity. In the World Assembly for Women meeting held in Tokyo, Japan recently, Minister Ratno Marsudi told that Jacinda Ardern shows her great quality as a leader, responding to the terror attacks which happened in Christchurch, New Zealand recently. It was stated by Minister Ratno Marsudi in the press release of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, quoted by Republika Online on Sunday, March 24. According to Minister Ratno Marsudi, the leadership quality of women like Jacinda Ardern proves that women have capability and significant contribution to create peace. Malang city government keeps developing its small-medium enterprises One of the efforts to develop the sector is by cooperating with Taiwanese government. The cooperation was initiated after delegates from cooperatives and SMEs office of Malang took part in the 2019 Taiwan IDIA Spring Program for Southeast Asian countries in Taiwan on March 17 to 24, 2019. The delegates were received by Taiwanese Foreign Affairs Deputy Minister Su Zuqian. As reported by Kamera N, Head of Cooperatives and SMEs of Malang, Tri Wirdiani, said that Malang has great opportunity to establish bilateral cooperation and trade mission with Taiwanese government, especially in developing SMEs. As reported by Kamera N, the cooperation includes procurement of facilities for enterprises, especially start-up companies, so that they can expand their businesses internationally. In addition to providing facilities, her site will also build Malang Creative Center to support small and medium enterprises develop their creativity by adopting the Taichung Cultural and Creative Industries Park. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Mahyudin, called on the contestants of the elections 2019 to avoid using issues related to SARA or ethnicity, religions, race, and societal groups in the open campaign, which has been going on from March 24 to April 13, 2019. It was stated by Mahyudin after giving a remark before approximately 300 participants of the Four Pillars Socialization Meeting at Kutai Lama Village, Anggana Sub-District, Kutai Kartanegara Regency on Sunday, March 24, escorted by Antara. According to Mahyudin, the campaign teams must be more selective and smarter in drafting ideas and programs to be delivered to public. He added that all parties should be able to provide society with reliable and comprehensive political lessons so that they can have better understanding about the national politics. East Java provincial government will encourage the use of alternative and renewable energy resources. According to Vice Governor of East Java, Emil Elestianto Dardak, the utilization of alternative and renewable energy is important to increase the national competitiveness, especially in making Indonesia the main hub for renewable energy. Escorted by Republika Online, Emil Dardak in Surabaya on Sunday, March 24, said that the current challenge faced by this country is providing affordable electricity, which still relies on using fossil fuels, such as petroleum and coal. Emil added that the use of fossil fuels for long term will bring negative impacts for the environment. East Java has plenty sources of alternative and renewable energy, although it requires huge budget to be able to manage them. Emil pointed out that the alternative and renewable energy resources include geothermal, water, wind, bioenergy, and solar energy. Among these resources, the government will keep optimizing solar energy and geothermal. The last item. Although Indonesia could not pass the qualification round of 2020 U23 AFC Cup after being defeated by Vietnam in the qualification round, the Indonesian U23 team is determined to achieving the best result in other tournaments. Escorted by Republika Online, Indonesian U23 team coach Indra Shafri at Mai Dinh National Stadium, Hanoi, Vietnam on Sunday, March 24, said that his team currently focuses on completing one of the major targets set by the Indonesian Football Association, PSSI, winning the gold medal in SEA Games 2019. PSSI set three targets for the Indonesian national football team. The three targets consist of being the champion of U22 AFF Cup, passing the qualification of 2020 U23 AFC Cup, and winning gold medal for football category in SEA Games 2019. Of all these targets, Indonesia could only win 2019 U22 AFF Cup. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, right after this, we will present you a commentary about the importance of applying pact integrity for the open campaign of the general elections 2019. The commentary will be presented by Rahmana.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. Well, the topic of today's commentary is open campaign must promote integrity pact of peaceful election. The open campaign for the 2019 general election has begun since Sunday, 24th. This open campaign takes place from April 24th until 13th. This campaign will be a crucial stage for both sides of the presidential candidates pair O1, Joko Widodo Ma'ruf Amin, and presidential candidate pair O2, Prabowo Subianto Sandiaga Uno, with their supporting political parties. Why is it called crucial? Because this open campaign involves mobilizing large numbers of people so that coalition or clash may occur. To avoid the mass meeting of the two candidate pairs, the General Election Commission KPU has made campaign schedule based on regional zoning. The open campaign is like a war to gain voters. All contestants try to optimally attract the groups of undecided voters or swing voters. The greedy vote to gain voter support is a concern of succeeding team. Those who have not decided their choice will be persuaded to vote according to the wishes of the majority. The succeeding team supporting political parties and volunteers are certainly legitimate to win the support of the undecided voters. However, it should be kept in mind that the votes must continue to prioritize ethics and comply with the existing regulations so that clashes or violence can be avoided. For example, the competition situation during the campaign period since September last year has made polarization heated up in the society. All contestants should return to the campaign philosophy as part of the community's political education, and the campaign must be carried out responsibly. However, violations during the open campaigns must be dealt with. Election law must be enforced. The open campaigns must avoid the practice of money politics, intimidation, and violence. The main essence of the campaign is to literacy for prospective voters so that they can make choices rationally instead of a campaign that simply uses the voters' emotion. This is feared to bring about fanatism that has the potential for conflict in the election. Thus, the participants in the election should consistently carry out integrity pacts that they have signed to create peaceful elections without hoaxes, politicization of tribe, religion, race, or intergroup, or locally called SARA and money politics. While listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, we will give you more information about important events which are happening on 25th of March in our program Today in History, presented by Amanda.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on March 25, 1957. European Economic Community was established. European Community Economy, or ECC, is a regional organization whose goal was to unite economy of its member countries. The initial goal of the ECC was to introduce economic integration, including mutual market and custom union, among six countries of its founder. France, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg signed Rome Treaty in Rome, Italy on March 25, 1957, to establish the organization under the name European Economic Community. After European Union was established in 1993, European Economic Community was united and the name was changed into European Community. In 2009, all European People's Organizations were merged to become one with the European Union. The next information was in 1971 on the searchlight operation began war of Bangladeshi independence. On March 25, 1971, Islamabad began a military operation with the name Operation Searchlight to eradicate the rebellions, either political, social or armed group in East Pakistan region. Some months later, the military operation triggered systematic genocide, which killed around 3 million people. It was expected 10 million East Pakistani people were forced to evacuate to India due to the military operation. The last event was in 1975 when King Faisal was murdered. King of Saudi Arabia Faisal bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud on March 25, 1975 was shot dead by his nephew Faisal bin Musad. Musad was undercover as Kuwait delegation who wanted to meet King Faisal suddenly. From the shot wound, King Faisal ran out of his blood and breathed out until his last breath. From the investigation and interrogation which was conducted, Faisal bin Musaid recognized that the assassination based on his own initiative. Besides conspirational theory which spread out in the community, an official suspected that there was mental damage on Faisal bin Musaid. Finally, not long time afterwards, he was punished being killed, kisosh before the community. Well, listener, that was the day in history.
Kita adalah sepasang sepatu, selalu bersama. Tak bisa bersatu kita mati bagai tak berjiwa bergerak karena kaki manusia. Aku sang sepatu kanan, kamu sang sepatu kiri. Ku senang bila diajak berlari kencang, tapi aku takut kamu kelelahan. Ku tak masalah bila terkena jam, tapi aku takut kamu kedinginan. Kita sangat ingin bersama, tapi tak bisa apa-apa. Terasa langkah bila kita berdua, terasa seri bila kita dirak berbeda. Kotak bagai nirwana, tapi saling sentuh pun kita tak berdaya. Ku senang bila diajak berlari kencang, tapi aku takut kamu kelelahan. Ku tak masalah bila terkena jam, tapi aku takut kamu kedinginan. Kita sangat ingin
Listener, that was a song by Tulus entitled Sepatu or Shoes. Keep staying tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, because after this we will give you information about My Indonesia with the topic Indonesia encourages strategic export to South Asia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program, My Indonesia. The topic of today's My Indonesia is Indonesian pushes strategic industrial export to South Asia. Indonesia continues to push strategic industrial export to South Asia, especially India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, which are the biggest contributors to Indonesian trade surplus. The products that had been successfully exported to Bangladesh are 15 train cars made by PT Imca. The export consists of 250 carriages and 14 units of buses. The sending of the buses export to Bangladesh was conducted on the sidelines of the Bus World Southeast Asian Exhibition at Kemayoran in Jakarta last Thursday. On the occasion, Director of South and Central Asia of Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ferdi Piai, said that Indonesia wants to export not only palm oil products or those with multiple effects, but also strategic industrial products that absorb a lot of employees and have added value. Ferdi Piai further said that the delivery of 4 executive bus seat units and 10 units of double-decker to Bangladesh was a new achievement in Indonesian epochs to take advantage of non-traditional market opportunities in the bid to push increased national exports. The export of buses with a sales value of around $808,000 is also a realization of the commitment of both governments to improve economic cooperation. Ferdi also explained that currently the Minister of Foreign Affairs, through his representatives in various countries, making an approach to introduce and offer products or services produced by Indonesian state-owned enterprises. In Sri Lanka, for example, Indonesia is exploring the export of railroad cars. Indonesia targets to export 90 train cars to Sri Lanka, while in Bangladesh, Indonesia is exploring cooperation for construction projects and sea connectivity. Meanwhile, Bangladesh Ambassador to Indonesia, Asmal Kabir, said that Indonesia has a good and strategic industry worth of export, such as PT Inka's railroad car. In the future, he hopes that Indonesia and Bangladeshi business people can further explore business opportunities for cooperation. Last year, on one hand, the Indonesian-Bangladesh trade balance saw a surplus of $1.79 billion for Indonesia. On the other hand, Indonesia also enjoyed a surplus in trade relations with India, amounting to $8.7 billion, and with Pakistan, $1.8 billion. At present, Indonesia is also pushing for discussion of preferential trade agreements with Bangladesh. It is expected to be completed by 2020. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Saja kau dapat membuatku maafkan salahmu. Dan kini kau ulangi salahmu yang itu-itu saja. Kecewa ku dibuatmu, terluka karena sifatmu. Dan kini ku tak mampu bertahan lagi. Kuakui dirimu pernah berarti, dan memang hidupku hampa tanpamu. Namun lebih baik ku sendiri. Simpan saja rasa di hatimu. Sudah lupakan hasratku, tak lagi untuk saling mencinta. Sudah sampai simpan saja rasa di hatimu. Lupakan hasratku, tak lagi untuk saling mencinta. Sudah sampai ke sini.
Listener, that was the second song entitled Simpan Saja or Just Keep It, sung by Ikoti. Well, you still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, maybe you wonder whether you want to go for the next holiday. Well, this segment really helps you to make your choice for the travel destination. You may go to a beautiful place called Watotena Beach in East Nusa Tenggara. To find out more information about this place, let's listen to our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, presented by Amanda. Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you to Watotena Beach in East Nusa Tenggara. Watotena Beach is located at the southeast of Adanura Island, precisely in Nelerereng Village, Ileboleng District, East Adonara, East Flores. The beach is still visited by few tourists so that the beach is appropriate to enjoy relaxation and beautiful scenery. Besides white sand and blue sea, the interesting beach has black stones or magma stones with various kinds of shapes and formations. These stones decorate the seashore, which add the beauty of Watotena Beach. And the beach is quite different from other beaches in Flores Island. The name of Watotena means boat from stone, or stone which has shape like a boat. It can be seen from the magma stone, which shapes like a boat. There are a lot of magma stones which appear on the white sand surface. The exotic beach looks more beautiful with the scenery of Mount Ilebuleng behind it. You can do many activities over there, beginning from going down the beach, playing sand or water and looking for interesting spots to take photos. To play at the seawater, you should be careful, listener, because sometimes the wave is quite big. To get to the Watotena Beach, you can use motorboat from Larantuka and anchor at Terong or Waiwerang Port on Adaunara Island. The beach has a distance around 6 kilometers from Waiwerang Port and it takes around 30 minutes from Waiwerang. Entirely, it takes around 3 hours from Larantuka Port. The most important point is that tourists should pay attention to the cleanliness of the beach. Tourists are prohibited to throw away garbage carelessly. You should also remember that smoking and littering are forbidden on the beach. These rules are applied to make the beach clean and free from pollution. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
listener, that was the third song by Tompi entitled Selalu Denganmu, or Always Being With You. You've just listened to our third song, and for the next segment, listener, we will help you, we will take you to learn more about Indonesian language. This program is intended to help you learning Indonesian in simple and fun way. We will introduce you some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions which will help you enhance your capability in speaking Indonesian. This is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, presented by Nita.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is musim or season. Next is a conversation between Tony and tour guide at Prambanan Temple area. They are talking about the season.
Aduh, cuacanya panas sekali.
Iya, sekarang sedang musim kemarau.
Oh, di Indonesia ada dua musim benar?
Iya, musim kemarau dan musim hujan.
As usual, after the conversation, I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to that topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Cuacanya panas sekali. In English, the weather is extremely hot. Musim. In English, season. Di Indonesia ada dua musim. In English, there are two seasons in Indonesia. Sekarang sedang musim kemarau. In English, now is dry season. Musim kemarau dan musim hujan. In English, dry and rainy season. Di Amerika ada empat musim. In English, America has four seasons. Musim panas. In English, summer. Musim dingin. In English, winter. Musim semi. In English, spring. Musim gugur. In English, autumn. Listener, there are two seasons in Indonesia, namely the dry season and the rainy season. In Indonesian language, you can say, di Indonesia ada dua musim, yaitu musim kemarau dan musim hujan. Another example to mention the season in your country, di Amerika ada empat musim, yaitu musim panas, musim semi, musim gugur, dan musim dingin. Once more, di Amerika ada empat musim, yaitu musim panas, musim semi, musim gugur, dan musim dingin. Which means, there are four seasons in America, namely summer, winter, spring, and autumn. Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Aduh, cuacanya panas sekali.
Iya, sekarang sedang musim kemarau.
Oh, di Indonesia ada dua musim benar?
Iya, musim kemarau dan musim hujan.
That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. Hopefully, this edition is helpful to those who want to know about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow for more interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Jangan berakhir, aku tak ingin berakhir. Satu jam saja, ku ingin diam berdua, mengenang yang pernah ada. Jangan berakhir, karena esok takkan lagi. Satu jam saja, hingga ku rasa bahagia mengakhiri segalanya. Tapi kini tak mungkin lagi, katamu semua sudah tak berarti. Satu jam saja, itu pun tak mungkin, tak mungkin lagi. Jangan berakhir, ku ingin sebentar lagi. Satu jam saja, izinkan aku merasa. Jangan berakhir, karena esok takkan lagi. Satu jam saja, hingga ku rasa bahagia mengakhiri segalanya. Sudah tak berarti. Satu jam saja, itu pun tak mungkin, tak mungkin lagi. Jam saja, izinkan aku merasa, rasa itu pernah ada.
Listener, that was a song by Lala Carmela entitled Satu Jam Saja. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And don't forget to check our website www.voinews.id. Listener, let's listen to a segment presenting you information about Indonesian traditional and contemporary music in our segment Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Music Corner. For today, I present a Kroncong song to you entitled Pertemuan. The song Pertemuan tells about love at the first sight, which is difficult to forget. They always hope to meet again. Ika Sugiano is one of Indonesia's talented singers who has chosen the path of Kroncong music in her music career. Her distinctive and soft voice is suitable to dedicate the Kroncong songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Pertemuan by Ika Sugiono.
Sejak berjumpa
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening to our program, English program on Voice of Indonesia. Please give us your suggestions and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget to check out our Instagram account, voice.of.indonesia, or probably Twitter, because we also have Twitter, at Voi Indonesia. And don't forget to send us your email to our email address, voi@voinews.id. VOI@voinews.id. Thank you for listening.